So Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta is hopeful that Bukayo Saka will be fit for their Premier League clash with title rivals Liverpool on Sunday. The winger hasn't featured since picking up an injury while with England during the international break.
He needs some more tests. Yesterday he had some, today he's going to have some more. And from there we will know. Because last time as well we thought it was really bad. And then he ended up playing 2 days after or three. So let's see how it is.
Ricardo Calafiori and Yuren Timber will also have late fitness checks. Arsenal are getting a long list of injuries now, and it's a massive game on Sunday. They need to stop hemorrhaging points if they want to remain with Liverpool and Man City in that title race. Staying with football, African champions Banyana Banyana take on Denmark tonight for the first ever international match between the two sides. That's at the Aalborg Stadium in Denmark. The friendly encounter is seen as key preparation for the 2025 Women's African Cup of Nations qualifiers. They will also face England on Tuesday. Coach Desiree Ellis highlights the importance of gaining experience despite missing some players due to visa issues.
I'm really excited. The enthusiasm was there. We hadn't played in a couple of months, so it was just getting them to gel together. I think the players are really committed to doing well on this tour. We all know what we're preparing for. It's the AFCON, and I think everybody needs to raise their hands.
So a quick look at some cricket. It is the third test match between Pakistan and England. Let's have a look at what's going on there. England in their second innings are currently 24 for 3. They still trail Pakistan by 53 runs. Pakistan managed to get to 344 all out thanks to 134 from Saud Shakil and 40s from Noman Ali at 9 and Sajid Khan at 10. So that means that England still trail by 53 runs in their second innings. The series is deadlocked at 1 all with the winner of this year test match taking the series victory. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.